somebody kills the Kohen Gadol. Rashi says b'shegig. So Lecha is going to leave your mitzvot. You have to go to your mitzvot. You can never go out free. Why? Since when you go into Golos right now, there's no Kohen Gadol right now. Is benisas miyoshiv. With whose mitzvah should you go out free? So therefore, if you kill a Kohen Gadol, or else a Kohen Gadol shara get a nefesh. If a Kohen Gadol kills somebody else b'shegig, so Lecha is a miyotzim isham liyelam. He can never go out free. He has to stay there all his life. So therefore, anybody would have thought to say, maybe, legally, he should not go into Golis, since he never has a way to become freed from it. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush over here now, that a Kohen Gadol goes into Golis. For the Gemara, why? The Yema, why don't we say, Achinam, let's say it's fact true what you're saying, that since the Kohen Gadol cannot be freed, maybe he should not have a Chiyuv to go into Golis. And Mr. Gemara says, no, Omar Kroh, the Pasuk says, Lomus Shoma Kol Ratzeach. You have to run there every Ratzeach. So what's the lesson Kol Ratzeach? The Vik is Afilu Kohen Gadol B'mashma. Even if it's a Kohen Gadol that killed somebody, B'shegeg, Lecha still he has to go into Golis. Then the Brisa said, Oyver Alessei V'Aloisasei. That the Kohen Gadol he did an Aver, it was over in Isser Asei and Aloisasei. So Mora says, why? Loisagid Loyovar Hochi. Isn't it possible that he wasn't over? Then what do you mean to say he was over? Doesn't have to be over in Essen Loisasei by killing somebody. Hochikom, this is what the Brisa meant to say. Imover Alessei. Let's say the Kohen Gadol did an Aver, it was over in Isser Asei. Or else the Alessa say, he did an Averi, let's say he did Alessa say. Not that every Kohen Gadol does, but let's say he did. The Lecha is, Harenu Kehedjit Achol Devar, he has a Lecha like a Hedjit. What does that mean to say it's like a Hedjit? So Rashi says, Lidem Mishloisha, that he's like a regular person, that if he has a Din Torah now, he was over Lav, he was over Gezel, he won a Paskin on him now. Or from Malchus or from Mumin, he has not like a regular hedjit, that the bezin is Naftari, even though the Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol needs the bezin of Ayin Aleph 71, that's only for Misa. To kill a Kohen Gadol, you have to have a bezin Shil Ayin Aleph. But all the halakhas of a Kohen Gadol, he has not like a hedjit, you can be done with three. Whatever regular person is done with three, a Kohen Gadol also din is with three. For the Gemara Pshita, of course, why not? Why shouldn't it be like a Hedyot? So Gemara says, yes, there's a big Chiddush here. Because otherwise, Salko, Dayan Techamin, I would have thought to say, maybe, Hoyo Lutzanan, since we learned in the first Mishnah, Ein Donin, Loyes HaShevet, V'Loyes Novi HaSheker, V'Loyes Kohen God Lalati, Bez Meshoshivim B'Yechot. When you have to kill out the whole Shevet, when you have to kill out a Novi Sheker, when you want to kill a Kohen Godel, so the first Mishnah says, you have to use the Bezdin HaGadol, the Hedjin HaGadola, of 71. And how do we know this? The Yom HaRavada Barava, the Pasuk says, Kol HaDavar HaGadol Yaviyo Alecha. Any big thing you should bring to you to Moshe Rabbeinu. So we dashin Dvorov Shel Gadol, that the words of a Gadol, in other words, whatever happens to a Kohen Gadol, he has to be done like somebody like Moshe of Ayin Aleph. So, Ema, maybe I would say, when it says Devorah Shagodol, it means to say Kol Devorah Shagodol, any type of a psak you have to make against the Kohen Gadol. Lav Davka Misa. Maybe even a question of Din Yamamnis. Even a question to give him Malkus. Maybe if any Din, the Lech would be a Kohen Gadol needs a Bezdin Shel Ayin Aleph. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush of the Brisa, you know, that if a Kohen Gadol is over in Isser Asei, or over Alois Asei, and Bezdin wants a Paskin on to give him an Einish, whether it's Mammon or whether it's Malkus, he has a lach like a hedyot, but it's enough to use a bezdin shel shlosha. Kamashmo, that's the chiddush of the brayso over here. That the Kohen Gadol has lach like a hedyot here, it's enough with three. So where's the question, why? V'yema, why don't I say, Hachinani, that maybe it's true that Kohen Gadol, even for a psak of mammon, should have to have a bezdin shel ayin aleph. Why don't I say like this? So Mar says, because, Mitziv divrei Gadol, so to say the words of a Gadol, mashma, any words of a Kohen Gadol would need a bezin shel ayin aleph? No. Ha-dover ha-gadol tziv. That means dover gadol mamish. It has to be a big thing.
which means a chiyuv misa. When you, before you put a chiyuv misa upon a kohen gadol, that's the pasuk you have to use a bez din shalayin aleph. But only a real davar gadol of misa. Now shaking a davar katan of mamin or of malkis, that's enough to have a bez din shal gimel. And the Mishnah says, mayit umidin oisai, that a kohen gadol could say eidus upon somebody else, and also people say eidus against him. So the Lord Meyid, how do we let a Kohen Gadol say Eidus, come to Bezin to say Eidus? I have a time, you would heard like this in the Braisa, that the Salanta, it says, Mashma, sometimes you can hold your eyes, you're allowed to close your eyes. So we dashin, Pomim, Sha'ata, Misalim. Sometimes you are allowed to close your eyes and not do the mitzvah of Ashramas Aveda. We'll soon see. O Pomim, Sha'ata, Misalim. And sometimes you're not allowed to close your eyes. But rather, if you have the mitzvah in front of you, you have to do the mitzvah. That's the pasuk of the salamta. Mashma, sometimes yes, sometimes no. How is that? Hakeitzer, how could that be? Are you allowed to close your eyes? You're not allowed to close your eyes. Tomorrow says, kayin. Let's say you have a kayin. Ruba beis hakvaris. And the aved is in the beis hakvaris. So for the kayin to do this mitzvah, it would have to be over the aved, or be metama lameis. So therefore we say the salamta, he's allowed to hold back his eyes, and not go into the Beis HaKvaris. Rashi says, "Arei shoye moitzi aveda, koyin, vo ye aveda be Beis HaKvaris." The aveda, the lost object, was in the Beis HaKvaris. "Arei shoye zera," next case is zokin, v'yein lefi kvoidoi. Let's say what got lost in the street was a big, big teddy bear. Let's say someone lost a big teddy bear in the street. And the Rashid is walking down the street now, a zokin, know the person. So he's not mechuyev to pick up the teddy bear and take it home, because not going to look too nice for a sheba to walk down the street holding a teddy bear. It's not lefi kvaydai. So such a case is also potter from the mitzvah. That's called zaken. Another person, the end lefi kvaydai, is not lefi covered. He should be walking down the street with a teddy bear. Or shoisa menocha shaloi meruba mishachaveroi. Well, let's say you're in the middle of doing work. You're cleaning your diamonds. And your work now, you get paid $100 an hour. And for you to return this aveda will take you an hour, and the whole aveda is only worth $10. So it's not worth it, Pashas. Mama, it's a waste of money. You're taking out now an hour of work to return a $10 object to the owner, where you yourself are going to lose out $100. So if you're losing out is more than the aveda, that's also a svara yapata. Then it applies via salanta. You're allowed to close your eyes, you would not have to lose the money, you would not have to return the Aveda. But kach nema, therefore the Torah says, v'salamta, that sometimes you are allowed to close your eyes. Yeah. Rashi explains, o'yishoysa melocha shaloi merubim mishachalei, to go to the case of Noike of Magolius, somebody's like making their pearls. Shem yelach v'yasurenu, if you're going to go and return this pen that somebody lost, you're going to lose $100 now, that the whole pen is only worth $2. So in such a case, that you don't have to waste your time, or if you're a zaken, you don't have to return the teddy bear. So what do we see, Rashi says? Alma, what do we see? That covered habrius, the fact that you're a zaken, and it's not covered for you to return this object, is covered is doicha lav the leisuch lesalim. That is doicha the slav, even though stamazed is a lav of leisuch lesalim. If you see an aved in the street, you're not allowed to stamazed close your eyes. You have to come there and open your eyes and return it. Still, if it's not covered for you, if it's not your respect, that you should be walking down the street with a teddy bear, so it's mutter for you. So the Rashi says, "What the kash was walking on me, zilusu legabe kain gadol." It's not the covenant that the Kohen Gadol should have to come and say Eidus. That the Kohen Gadol should come to say Eidus, it's a design, it's not nice. So who we should dash in the pasuk of the Salamta that covenant abrius is doicha leisasei. So we should say the Kohen Gadol should not go to say Eidus in Beis Din. So must say like this: Amar Rabbi Yosef, Meyed Lamelech, Enochanami. For a Kohen Gadol stamp to say Eidus is not the covenant. The Mishnah means he could say Eidus for a king. Then it's for covenant. If a melech needs an aid, so the Kohen Gadol could be the aid for a melech. For the more that can't be,
The Yetzinan, we learned in our Mishnah, Loi Dan V'Loi Dona Noisoi. A Melech, we do not, he cannot be a Dayan, and we do not bring him to a Din Torah. And the Mishnah also says, Loi Meyid V'Loi Mida Noisoi. The Mishnah also says that he cannot say Edus, and we do not say Edus for him. So it says clearly, we do not say Edus for him. So you can't tell me, here we're talking about that the Kohen Gadol wants to do Edus, say his Edus for him, you can't tell me that. Ella rather, also, back to Kasha, how does the Mishnah say a Kohen Gadol? Is allowed to say Edus, the Chur, it's not the Fikvaydai, should be the Ptur of Esalamta. Ella Amurab Zerah, Meyed Le Ben Melech, the case says that Kohen Gadol to say Edus for a Ben Melech. And a Ben Melech, the Hav Minri, that's also a Dada Choshev, therefore it's not a Bizoyin. So the Gemara, why? Ben Melech, Hedyutu. What's so great about a Ben Melech? He's not a Melech, he's a Hedyut. So that it should be a Bizoyin for the Kohen Gadol to have to say Edus for him. Ella rather means like this, Meyed Bifnei HaMelech, he could say Edus in front of the Melech. Rashi says, Shamelech Yoshei V'dan B'Sanhedrin. And the Melech is sitting there and being down in the Sanhedrin. So he's saying Edus in front of the Melech. Then it's okay if the Melech is part of the Sanhedrin, then it's a cover to say Edus. For the more that can't be either. Ivoein Moshiva Melech B'Sanhedrin. We have before that you can't put a king in the Sanhedrin. We'll have it later. Later we'll explain why. So Mark says here, Mishim Yikor with the Kohen Gadol. And it's not, we're talking about the case that the only one that knows the Edus here is the Kohen Gadol. So for him to go in front of a regular Bezdim, it's not for covetic. So in such a case, where the Meyid, where the Edus here is a, with the Edim, or is a, the Edus is a Kohen Gadol. And we want him to say Edus and Bezdim, so what we'll do now is, we'll tell the Melech that the Melech should come now and sit there. Not to be part of the Bezdim, just to sit there. So Mar says, Mishum Yikor with the Kohen Gadol, also the Yosef, the Melech will sit there by the Bezdim. So now it will be covetic for the Kohen Gadol to say Edus, Mekabla Nalele Sadusayu, and the male of the Bezdin will be Mekabla the Edus from the Kohen Gadol. Koi Vahu Ahu, V'ozel Umayin Ulay, and then the Melech leaves, and the rest of the Bezdin sits there, they're Mayin, Umayin Ulay Anan Bedinay, and then the Bezdin themselves is Mayin Bedinay. So therefore that's the case that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to say Edus. He's allowed to say Edus if when he's coming to Bezdin to say the Edus there, the Melech will be sitting there. Then it's a covetous thing to say Edus in front of the king. See, even though the Melech can't be part of the Bezdin, Enochanami, he's not really part of the Bezdin. Who's going to give the real psak? The rest of the Bezdin, not the Melech. Just the Melech is only sitting there to make him the covetous for the Kohen Gadol to say his Edus. Goof, what we just say before now, Ein Meshiva Melech B'Sanhedrin, he can't put a Melech part of the Sanhedrin, for the Melech, the Kohen Gadol be B'Shana. And he can't let a Melech or a Kohen Gadol be part of the Bezdin when they want to pass them whether we should add another month to the year or not. Now, why not? Melech B'Sanhedrin, how come he can't appoint the Melech to be part of the Sanhedrin? To see the Pasuk says, Loisana Arif. He can't argue his argument. That means Loisana Arav. You can't argue against the Rav. In other words, you won't be able to argue against the Melech. So the Melech will be part of the Sanhedrin. You can't argue against him. Rashi says, Loisana Rav. Einach Rishoye Lister as the Vorov. Mufla Sheba Dayanim. Now, the Yom Melech Choyva, Sule Mos Einach Lemech Zalei Zechusa. If the king will come and say, a Choyva, we couldn't save a cat from the Melech. Therefore, you know how to have a Melech to be part of the Bezdin. Yeah. Then it says, for Loi Melech for Kohen Gadol Bibrishana, that a Melech and a Kohen Gadol cannot be part of the Bezdin when they pass them to add an extra month to the year or not. Why not? Melech Mishum Asanya. Like they have Negiyas here. The Melech has Negiyas that he has to pay his army. Rashi says, Mechalek Momen Lechayosel, he has to pay his army, give out money for them. Kach Lechak Lashon, he has a budget every year. For Noyach Loi Shei Kol Hashanu Mubaras, him it could be it's better off for every year's next year month. If he has a certain budget, how much he has to pay them, so his budget would be better to have 13 months of the year. Kohen Gadol, why can't he be part of the Psak? Mishum Tzina. Just the opposite. Kohen Gadol never wants it to be an extra month, because he doesn't want it to be cold at the time of Yom Kippur. Rashi explains. And the right Tzisha the Sabbath Shon, he doesn't want the year to be an extra month. The Vnei Hatzina. Shetzorov Litzvah L'Kadosh Yom Kippurim. Chomesh Tvilas. the Asar Kedushin, you have to be Tovah five times in Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol. V'yim Tisah B'Shon, if you make an extra month of the year, Harei Tishrei B'Macheshvan, so come out that Tishrei will be like a month later, and I'll come out in Macheshvan's time. And it'll be cold that year, by that time Tishrei will be a little bit cold. V'etzinos Macheshvan Tei Tishrei, and it'll have the cold of Macheshvan will be in Tishrei. So therefore when he has to go to the mikveh will be too cold. He doesn't have the heater then in the mikveh. So then the Kohen Gadol will have Negius, but he does not want to have an extra month to the year. He would always want Tishrei to be as early as possible, there will still be hot weather. So therefore the Melech and the Kohen Gadol has a little bit Negius, they can't be part of the Beis Din. Even though that the Maisa, Melech and the Kohen Gadol are such choshev people, that this course of small Negius, they won't really do wrong, but still, a dying has some Negius here, still we don't let him be a dying. Right. Amur Rapport says, Shema Mina, from here we hear, that Shosa Bosi Yachi Yozel, that the weather of the year goes after the months. Trashi, the other Torahway Kohen Gadol, the Yibu Shon, the Kohen Gadol, because of the Tzina, it shouldn't be cold, that Shosa Bosi Yachi Yozel, Achi Yorechim, it goes after the months, Horuyim Lios, and when the Sabra, Hulva Kor Vachoyim, Shoshon of the Tzina, Ruyim of Macheshvin have been, Petishrei. Like, because you made an extra month here, like the heat and the cold continues on according to each month. So Mara says, Eini Yichurit, not that way, for Hanich Gimel Roye Boker. There are three shepherds, they have a Kaimei, the Shaminu Rabbonin. They were once sitting together and talking. And the Rabbonin heard the way they were talking. So Kaamri, they were saying like this, these three shepherds, that Chadama once said, in Boche Volish, if the ripe crop comes sprouts and the later crop sprouts at the same time, you should know Yenis means sprouts. Dinu Adar, you should know it's Adar right now. Dinu Adar, this is the month of Adar. We love less than Adar. This is not the month of Adar. Trashi miyachoyim bekarkiv, there be heat on the ground. The Atzmiach Zera Bechir, the Yafele Yachad, that both the early crops and late crops will grow together, yes, that's a proof that this is Adar. And if it's not, Yishno, it's not Adar, it's only Shvat. That was one said. The Chadam, another shepherd said, Im Tur B'Tzafa B'Telev Yomus. It's going to be so cold in the morning that the ox could die from the frost. Over Tiro, it comes in the afternoon already, that's going to be so hot, he's going to sit there and then have to go under the shade of a palm tree. Taina. Yishalach mash meshcheva. He's going to have to go under the shade to scratch himself, to scratch his skin. And so, Deinu Adar. That's called the year of Adar. V'yim lelosis. It's going to be hot by daytime. That's called Adar. V'yim lav. If it's not Adar, if it's not less than Adar, it's not called Adar. The Chadam, another one said, "In Kidim Tokif Lechada, if it's come to in Kodim Kidim, if the east wind comes, Tokif Lechada Yefiach Velechla." They have to open up his mouth. Rashi says, "In Kodim Tokif in Tfar Toshas Koyach Acharif." If the winter went away a little bit already, Kokach Shekeshi Ruach Mizrochus, when the east wind comes, Chazokim Yoy the Meviat Tzina. The Ato Menashe Befich, you could breathe. The Yitzelak, you can go in front of it. So it's Raya, the wind is not that bad. Then that's called Adar already. Yeah. Deinu Adar, that's called Adar. The Yim Lader, this does not happen, less than is not the month of Adar. And therefore, the Avru Rabbonin Lushosa. The Rabbonin said that year should have an extra month then. Rashi Yasu Kishvat, Shekobu Adar Hashem Yachrof. Alma, what do we see? Shasa Basri Burazel. The Lainoga Chaim Denisin Badr, Eliminagadr Biyadr Shani. That's fakir, the months go the way we make it. Alma, Shasa Basri Burazel, the months go according to the extra month we put in there. And not the way we're supposed to go. Lainoga Chaim Denisin Badr. The heat of Nisin is not coming out of the Shani. Eliminagadr Biyadr Shani, rather, the meaning, the way it's supposed to act in Adar, that's the way it acts in Adar Sheni. So not like we said before. So what says the Tizbrah, this any swear over here, that Rabbonin are Vosa Samach, that Rabbonin, the Chosh of Rabbonin, they make up if there should be an extra month or not.
Are they Soymer Stam on what these people said? That doesn't make any sense. Ela vado rabbonin achshivin ayu samach. They had their own cheshbonis. Why to make an extra month? For Roye Boka, these shepherds are talking about right now that the months, the weather is different. We should change it. I'll tell you, if they are you, the Estayim Estayim. Stam, they were mechavin. But that wasn't the reason why the Rabbanu put an extra month. All right, turn over. The Zavad and the Rabbanu had their own reasons why they put an extra month into the year. Moshe says the three Roye Boka is Stam. His two Yudhi Estayim Stam, it just happened to be that they said Svaris, and it happened to be that Rabbanu also made an extra. Rashi's claim is Ramalu. It happened to be Mazel Chashivas Dikloy Yibro Kimasayo. It happened to be the way they said it, but not because of their reasoning. Yeah. Now it said before Chalitz Becholtzin. The Kohen Gadol's allowed to make Chalitza, and Chalitza could be made to his wife. So Kaposik V'Tonya wrote like this. It doesn't make a difference. It wasn't said in the Mishnah that a Kohen Gadol, if his brother dies, so he can make chalitza to his brother's wife. But he can't be miyab, he can't marry her. Now why? Because the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an amana. So if his brother dies, even though there's a mitzvah yibam, a mitzvah essay to be miyab, his brother's wife, he can't marry his brother's wife. So the Gemara says, Kaposik V'Tani. Loishna min erisim, loishmin and nesuyin. It doesn't make a difference if your brother had erisim only, or even if he had nesuyin. So the question is why? Bishtam min an nesuyin, if your brother already had nesuyin with his wife, and then your brother dies. So I understand why the Kohen Gadol cannot do the mitzvah yibum and be miyab your brother's wife. Have a yesed loisase. There's an issur hasei involved, and a loisase.